This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy today on this September weekend. On our show this hour, my friend Josh Gates will be joining us from the Destination series that he has on the Travel Channel. There's going to be a brand new show premiering on NBC called I Feel Bad. Kind of a cute subject, too, when you hear the interview and find out what it's all about. And its stars are going to be joining us, Sarah Jew Blue and Paul Adelstein. Then a friend of mine for a long time, the amazing Preskin, will be here. He's going to be talking about some of the items that are in the news today, you know, like the Kavanaugh appointment and so on and so forth. It's always good to talk to amazing Preskin. In its second season coming up, Pickler and Ben is the name of the show. It stars Kelly Pickler and Ben Aaron, and they will be here to chat about that season. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Sedgy today.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code USA.
It's Ron Sedgy today, all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest is a friend of the show. He's been on our program several times over the past. He's a fascinating guy. And Travel Channel now is going to premiere his latest called Expedition Unknown, Hunt for Extraterrestrials. Well, I tell you, this is a show that's going to bring him in. Joining us right now is our friend, Josh Gates. Hi, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ron. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for joining us. And it's always a delight when you're here. You're quite the interesting individual. And you have not disappointed us or cut us short as far as excitement is concerned for this new show that's coming up. It's a four-part series. It's extraordinary. Tell us about this, because you are now going to look for extraterrestrials, which is not an everyday thing. You know what I'm saying, Josh?
No, right, exactly. It's a little out of the ordinary. But listen, this is a question that I think everybody thinks about, which is, are we alone in the universe? Is there anything else out there? I think there isn't a person in the world who hasn't looked up at the sky and thought about this. And so we wanted to go and do a big international expedition to kind of ask this question from a lot of different angles, especially because there's been so much in the news over the last couple of years about these incredible discoveries that scientists are making in deep space. And so we went all the way from NASA's mission control in Houston to remote Easter Island out in the Pacific to Africa to one of the most famous UFO cases of all time in England. We really went all over the world. And so we wanted to talk to experts, scientists, astronauts, as well as eyewitnesses and believers and skeptics to just really get a pulse of, okay, what can we say is real? What might be real? nonsense, you know? So this is really about examining this question of extraterrestrials from a global perspective.
Now, Josh, do you have extra special equipment that we may not have had when this is done in the past? Because this is like the longest running story ever. You know, are there other people around? And, of course, back in the old days, other people might have been like in North America and they were in Europe. But now we're talking about, you know, another planet.
We have new equipment in that we have some of the most, you know, bleeding edge technology in history being deployed to answer some of these questions. We had an opportunity to go and see the James Webb Telescope, which is being prepared in Houston for launch supposedly next year. It might be a little bit later now, but this is the telescope that's going to replace Hubble, and it's going to really look deeper into the universe than ever before. It's kind of like getting a new pair of glasses up there, you know, with a better prescription. And one of its missions is going to be to hunt for so-called exoplanets, which are these planets that could support life. And we also went to visit this incredible telescope down in the Atacama Desert of Chile, which was part of the array of telescopes that recently discovered a whole bunch of these planets in the TRAPPIST system. And they found, you know, seven or so Earth-like planets, and three of them potentially could have liquid water, could have air. So we do have these tools we never had before, which are kind of, you know, revealing in a pretty shocking way that, you know, maybe not life yet, but the conditions for life, planets that could support life, may be way more common than we ever knew.
Now, you're also going to go to Roswell, their 70th anniversary.
Yes.
Of the, you know, the big story there.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to. And that's what I was going to ask you. Do you go there because it's like a shrine of this, maybe the start of, you know, this really getting into the aliens? Or do you go there to really find something new? Because, boy, people have been going there for the last 70 years and found nothing.
Kind of both. You know, I wanted to go there because it is a cultural touchstone. This is where our modern fascination in this country with UFOs really started.
Right.
And, you know, it is a really kooky, fun, eccentric, weird party. And it was amazing to go there and to see how alien pop culture has just become a part of who we are. And from multi, you know, million-dollar movie franchises to, you know, Roswell's kind of t-shirt and postcard industry that they've got going there, it is something that we just have a real fascination with. And so we wanted to go to the place where it kind of all started.
Yeah.
But also, there are people who really cling to this idea that something legitimate happened in Roswell. And so we wanted to say, okay, almost everybody, who was involved with this story is dead. It's been 70 years. Most of the major players are gone. What's left? What really is on the table here? And is there anything to this story or not? So we just wanted to kind of revisit it and say, what's really going on here? And in fact, we also applied some new technology to a few pieces of Roswell evidence to see if, in fact, we could determine if some of the so-called smoking guns that Roswell enthusiasts really support are actual smoking guns.
Hmm. Interesting. Now, out of curiosity, there's another show that comes on after the show, Expedition Unknown Hunt for Extraterrestrials, The Debrief. Now, what's this about?
So basically, we went all over the world to film this. Took us about a month to film, and we collected a ton of footage and interviews and really, really cool segments. And a lot of them we just couldn't fit into the show. And also, there was a lot of things we did in the show in terms of experiments, in terms of collecting evidence, that we didn't have a chance to analyze in the show. So this is an opportunity after each episode airs to kind of revisit the show, look at new evidence, look at scenes that didn't air. We have a couple of really interesting experts on the panel with us, members of my crew. So it's kind of a cool roundtable discussion after each show that really takes you further inside the hunt, deeper into the episode, and gives you some answers to some things that maybe you don't get in the mainline show. So think of it as a kind of, you know, Talking Dead kind of after show where we delve into the episode in deeper, in a deeper way.
Josh, I don't mean to have to answer a loaded question, but, and you can be as vague or as particular about the answer as you want, but did you find anything new? Did you discover something that we've never heard about before?
We did. And again, not to give it all away, but I would say that in each arena that we went into, we ended up with a lot more than I thought we were going to come away with. Certainly on the kind of pure science front, there's some really amazing segments in the show where we talk about and illustrate some of these incredible finds that are happening in deep space. I have to say, on the eyewitness front, we met with some people, because that's where I'm the most skeptical, is this idea that UFOs are here,
right,
that they're visiting us and kind of hiding in the shadows.
Right,
that's
right.
The hardest pill to swallow for me. So we met with eyewitnesses who had stories I had never heard before, from really incredibly interesting corners of the world that really made me stop in my tracks. We went and visited with one of the largest mass UFO sightings in the world, a group of students at a school ranging from kind of elementary age to high school age, who had this incredible sighting at their school. Teachers were there, and this was like a hugely traumatic event where almost 100 people saw the same thing. Hearing their story for the first time was incredible to me, because at the end of the interview, I couldn't explain it. Now, that doesn't mean it's a UFO, but I certainly was in a position, I kind of went into it as a skeptic, and I left going, I don't really know how to explain this.
Mm-hmm.
And some of our own experiments, which we do in the show, yielded some really, really interesting stuff that you're going to have to watch, too.
Oh, yeah. 50 countries you've been traveling to, and this particular expedition is a 50,000-mile multi-continent travel, and that is a lot of travel. You should have talked to Jimmy Carter. He saw E.T., didn't he?
He did, and in fact, there's been a number of people in kind of high-ranking positions who claim to have seen strange stuff. And that's an interesting part of the story, is that it's not just kind of, some kind of hillbilly out in the woods to see something. There are, like, high-ranking individuals in the military and the government who have had experiences as well.
Yeah. I don't mean to be flip about this, but I know that you graduated from Boston Tufts University, okay, with a degree in archaeology and drama. Now, just out of curiosity, Josh, we've known each other for a while. What's the correlation there? That's a pretty
wide
range of interest.
Yeah, I think, I was trying to make as little money as possible. Those were the two majors that you would have the least amount of chance at earning a living at. That's what my parents said, too. They were like, why would you, like, what will you do with this? And somehow, I've managed to find, I think, the one job that combines them.
That's funny. You just wanted to take the road that would be less successful for you, right? Well, goodness you took the fork in the road.
You could major in.
That's pretty funny. That's hilarious. Expedition Unknown, Hunt for Extraterrestrials, beginning on the Travel Channel, and then immediately following that show, it's The Debrief, which will come on afterwards. Hey, Josh, it's always great having you here. You're the most interesting guy that we talk to, and we'll look forward to watching the show, okay?
Ron, it's always a pleasure. I look forward to the next chat.
I certainly do, too. Good luck with this. We'll be watching. Josh Gates has been our guest. What an interesting man. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
It's Ron Sedgie live all across the USA and around the world. There's a new show that's going to be on NBC. I've seen the trailers for this, and this is a show that I am very anxious to watch, and I hope it does exceedingly well for everybody involved. It's called I Feel Bad, and joining us right now are its two main characters, Sarah Hugh Blue and Paul Adelstein. Sarah Hugh, Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Nice to be here.
As I mentioned in the introduction, I've seen the trailers to this. This is funny. It's called Emmett. Now, I love the premise. I saw the one where you were having a, and I'm referring to now your character, which is Emmett Sweetser, and you were having a sexy dream about another person other than your husband, okay?
You have to bring that up right now?
I'm dying. I'm dying to see what happens after that. It's a teaser beyond control.
Well, okay, no spoilers, but I will tell you, we stay married, Ron.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there looks like there's a ton of chemistry between both of you, which is, you know, certainly a great formula for a successful show, executive produced by Amy Poehler. So tell us a little bit about the show, and let's tease the audience a little bit here, because it's going to be every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock on NBC.
It is a really fun show about a woman who's really just trying to juggle it all and make it all work and really not nailing it at all. She's really coming up short in every area of life, which I think is something that we can all relate to. And you actually see all the characters have different versions of that, which is also fun. But it's just, it really shows how human we all are and the comedy to be mined from being human. And I think that's what people are going to be drawn to the most about the show, really.
You know, your character has been described as a perfect mother, a boss, a wife, a friend, and a daughter. Sounds like a robot. You know, I mean, can everybody be that good in all those areas?
You know, I think the part that's missing in that sentence is just kidding, she's not.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think the truth is she's not perfect, and that's the part that makes it so relatable is messaging we all get of, like, you can have it all. But the truth is that's the part that's the most stressful idea ever, and that's the thing she's really showing you.
Yeah, you can have it all, but it's going to suck along the way.
Yeah,
you know, you're going to have these kind of mini failures along the way, even if you have the best of intentions, and that can be really funny.
Yeah.
Paul, are you the stabilizing force in this relationship? Are you the one that monitors this perfect mother, boss, wife, friend, daughter, or do you kind of go off on your own?
It depends on the day. I think what's fun about the relationship and the family dynamic, any given day or any given hour, really, somebody's kind of losing their mind. It can be David, it can be Emmett, and they try to talk each other off the ledge constantly. Sometimes it's just by accident, and so I think that it's true to life in that way, is that everybody's kind of treading water together and doing the best that they can with a great deal of love and open-heartedness and all that. Oftentimes, screwing it up a little bit.
See, this is what I think is the secret to television, all right? Listen to me, you know. I come along and say, I have the secret to television.
Tell me.
Okay, now, don't tell this to anybody, okay? This is going to be just for the three of us. To have a show that is relatable. You know, when you used to watch shows like Dallas and Criminal Minds, all these shows where everything works out just perfect, I like to see a show that is relatable people have empathy with, because this is a subject, this is a situation that prevails just about in every family, don't you think?
I couldn't agree with you more, and, you know, I think Paul also was about to say that too, but that's definitely what our show is. It is the experience of just being a human trying to get by.
There's a great deal of commonality in that, as you were saying, is that we're all doing our best every day and kind of feeling like we're coming up short, still getting to the finish line, sometimes crawling over it, dragging one another over it, and then getting up in the morning and starting it over
again.
I failed to mention, I can't believe this, I Feel Bad is the name of the show. You mentioned it earlier there, Paul. I Feel Bad. And so how did you get I Feel Bad? Is that from Emmett's character? She feels bad that she's like lost in space with all of these jobs she has?
It's based on a book called I Feel Bad All Day, Every Day About Everything.
Oh.
And it's great. I mean, the book is so relatable, frankly. But so that's where the title really came from. And what Asim Bakar was talking about when they were sort of figuring out what title they'd end up going with is the idea of I Feel Bad is really, you know, fertile ground for people. I mean, there's so many things that we all feel bad about that it's pretty easy to make a long-running series.
Yeah. Yeah, you see where all the episodes come from. There's I Feel Bad, I Lie to My Kids.
Yeah.
I Feel Bad, Everyone Needs Me All the Time.
I Feel Bad, I'm Vain.
I Feel Bad, I'm Vain. What's the title called? I Feel Bad.
I'm Turning Into My Mother.
I think we can relate to all of those.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, you both bring a lot to the table. Let's go down, Paul, for a second with Hulu's Chance, and then Bravo's Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, and Private Practice, and ABC's A Drama Scandal, Prison Break, the dark comedy, Imposters, and playing five characters in Bedazzled and Clockwork Orange on stage. And then I didn't realize that you were a singer-songwriter, Paul.
Yeah, I've been playing music as long as I can remember, and I joined the theater company when I was 20, which was the same year I started a band, and I've kind of always done both things. There's a fun thing, I don't know if Asim knew I was a musician or not, but she wrote a thing into this last episode where we have to have a sex talk, with our 9-year-old son. And David decides he's going to do that musically.
He writes a song.
And so he writes a song about it. I got to sing and play that, so that was pretty fun.
Was the music set to a traditional song like Burnin' Love or something like that?
They wrote the lyrics, and I wrote the music, and I kind of made it an up-tempo folk song.
It was really fun.
Sorry You Sang With Me. We had a good time.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that one.
Now, Sarah Yu, I love that name, by the way. I love that
name.
It's really.
Thank you.
You certainly bring a lot to the table also. You shared the opposite spotlight with John Cena in the movie Blockers, and then TNT's Monday Mornings, and The Real O'Neills, and CW's No Tomorrow, NCIS Los Angeles, Grey's Anatomy, Big Bang Theory, Harry's Law. I loved Harry's Law. I can't believe they took that off the air.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that was a good one.
And on stage with The Christmas Carol. And you sound like both of you guys guess that chemistry that works. You know, that is, going back to the empathy of the theme of the show, is one aspect of it. But when you really can tell that you guys are having fun and it's something that is working, I think the viewers recognize that. That's a sophisticated audience we have these days.
I totally agree with you, and I think we're really lucky that we have that chemistry. And it's funny, like, there was even, I remember we were shooting this one little fight scene, and one of the camera ops, after we sort of finished the take, was like, oh man, I swear I just had this fight with my wife 2 nights ago. Like, you know, it was like, it's just so real and so fun to play with Paul. I mean, we do have a great chemistry. We have a great sense of, like, which direction someone's going with it, and we pick up on each other's cues. It makes it so delightful on every level, you know, and we're so lucky to have the writers we have.
From the camera operators to the writers to the directors, bring something from home, you know, given the subject matter, can say, oh, yeah, I know about this.
Right.
Oh, I had this conversation the other day.
Right.
Oh, I had to say this exact thing to my kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going for a comedic take on it, but everyone can relate to it.
Yeah, everybody can add to it. Thursday nights at 9:30 p.m. on NBC, I Feel Bad, with our guests, Sarah Yu Blue and Paul Adelstein. And we'll be right back with more.
Hey, everybody. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
USA Radio News.
Christine Blasey Ford will testify before a Senate Judiciary panel on Capitol Hill. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
She's requested to give her testimony on Thursday. Dr. Ford's sister-in-law, Sandra Ford Mindler, speaking to ABC News, praises Dr. Ford for coming forward.
That was really brave of her, and she does know how important this issue is at this time in this country, and she's being really brave, and I'm really proud of her.
Blasey Ford met with the FBI Friday about the death threat she says she's received. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Congressman Keith Ellison pushed back against allegations of domestic abuse, saying the accuser fabricated the story about him. The Minnesota Democrat also dismissed a medical record that named him as the abuser, but said he can't be sure more people won't, quote, cook up, unquote, allegations against him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Well, how do you introduce our next guest? I've known this man for probably over 40 years. He's a terrific individual, both on and off stage, and I couldn't be happier when he's on the show with us. In the past 50 years, he had a television series, his own board game by Milton Bradley, 20 published books, a major motion picture inspired by his work. Joining us right now is the amazing Kreskin. Kreskin, how are you? Welcome back, my friend.
I am so glad to talk to you. I want to tell you, and by the way, you mentioned the board game. Believe it or not, ironically enough, you say this in a couple of months, a new version after, you know, many decades, a new version is coming out of it. We're very excited about that, and we've got to talk in the near future. We'll have to, keep you appraised of it. My new book, I'm just finishing it. It's my 21st book. I'm very excited about it. It's about experiences, challenges I've had in my life. As of last year and a half ago, the airline industry estimates, I think I've told you this before, I've flown about 3.5 million miles.
Unbelievable.
I was on a United flight recently, and, you know, years ago you could, we just sit in the cockpit with the pilots, which you can't do anymore.
Right.
So they called me over to the cockpit before we took off, and they said, Kreskin, the two of us here in this flight combined have not flown 3.5 million miles. Where are you at? How did this come about? So my life's really been, and then off Broadway was this past year, which I could go on, but it's good to talk to you. By the way, you got a great, you sound great on the radio, and I told him this earlier, folks, you can't erase this. I'm looking at this dramatic picture of him, which has him in a bow tie, a tuxedo, and so I think, my God, is he about to speak? God forbid, before Congress, you look too professional to say that.
That's,
you know,
nice of you to say. Well, you know what got me? The last time, ladies and gentlemen, I went to see Kreskin, which was about a year ago. He was in Orlando. And I'm sitting in an aisle seat, right? And the place is packed. I was there with some friends of mine. I couldn't bring my wife. She was ill that night. And he's walking through the audience, and he's, you know, saying, hello, hello, hello. And he looks at me, and he just says in passing, I know you. And he keeps on going, right? Now, I hadn't seen him for a few years, and he said, I remember you. I'll get back to you later. You know, but boy, what a show.
We saw each other after the program, of course, you know, and everything else. But I'll tell you, you know, my life really has been like an adventure. I've had a TV piece to do this morning, and then later on for, and I'm on Facebook now. We made an agreement twice a week I'm going to be commenting on different things. And by the way, Ron, and you know me well enough, because I don't claim that there's something supernatural or that I'm a know-it-all. I do claim that I know very little about anything and next to nothing about everything else. So with that in mind, I spend my life tuning in the thoughts of audiences, because you can learn a lot if you can siphon through that, you know. And by the way, and you understand this probably as much as anybody could, when you read surveys, for God's sakes, folks, don't pay attention to surveys, because what people sometimes answer out loud verbally is not how they're going to vote personally, if you know what I mean, Ron.
Yes, yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, because they don't want to be pigeonholed into any specific corner.
That's right.
Now, you know, Kreskin, I have to tell you something, all right, and I mean this sincerely. You talk about your longevity in this business. I mean, here's a fellow that appealed to the audiences of our mutual friend Johnny Carson all the way through Leno and into Fallon. I mean, those are three separate generations we're talking about there that you've never lost contact with. That is unprecedented. Do you know that, my friend?
Well, Ron, thank you very much. I say this by the way, and I want to mention this to you, and you will appreciate a cliffhanger, but I have an agreement not to. In about 2 months, I have one of the most exciting announcements of my entire life to mention. I hope you will be amongst the first to cover it with me and I can't even, now that's a terrible cliffhanger, but that's the way
You roll.
It's something that, yes, I often mention when I look at my audiences, and a lot of them are corporate or they may be universities or what have you, but you know, it's a general public audience to see sometimes three generations, people in their early teens and then their 20s, and then the parents are older. It's so neat to see, what I get a kick out of, that is, I have a service. It's a damn good service, and it will let me know. Usually, Ron, within 20 minutes, but sometimes it may not be the next day. It will let me know when my name is brought up anywhere on any broadcast, radio or TV, in the United States, Canada, or England. And I get it, and by the way, you can ask my people here, sometimes there's 18 or 20 different mentions. I'm also mentioned in political shows, you know, You're Not the Amazing Crest, or in sports shows. I've been mentioned in the last four Olympics, and because I say, yeah, you don't know what he's going to do next, you're not Kreskin. But I get such a kick out of it. And these are shows that are not programs I'm on. They're programs that are part of the dialogue of the program and what have you. I get such, fortunately, Ron, and you can probably research this, I have as yet not been mentioned as a wife beater, as a spy. No, they haven't used that kind of humor, Ron.
Kreskin, the fat lady hasn't sung yet, so don't worry about it.
A lot of young people don't know what that means, but boy, does that bring. Oh, by the way, about the Kavanaugh thing and the psychologist stating, you know, in high school, this happened some 30, almost 40 years ago. I just have a few curiosities. Why was it brought up now?
Absolutely.
Why wasn't brought up the last 30 or 40 years?
Right.
And why is one of the person that she mentioned as being there, stating, it never happened, I was never there, I never saw such a thing? But the other thing to worry about is this. And hear me, folks, because while my degree is in psychology, I don't promote it and what have you. I've dealt with the mind. Bear in mind that we forget and do not have clear detail of incidents that have happened 20, 30, 40 years ago. I've been in situations where I met someone that was at the class party, and they said, no, she wasn't there, then she had to leave, and I kind of remember her being there. Misremembering the past is very, very common. However, and I mean this, and I will speak before any scientific group about this, if I accuse somebody of something, or wanted to suddenly remember out of nowhere that either 30, 40, or maybe 750 years ago, that this was done to me, I would also, and I would never, I'm not, this is not my nature, I would say, I demand a polygraph test. And I would pass the test. Because the reason the polygraph test is not acceptable in courtrooms today, and part of the reasons is research I did 40, 50 years ago, is that many, many times when a person fails a polygraph test, it's not because they're guilty, it's because of the stress.
Yeah.
And Dr. Fish, who was accused, had failed a polygraph test, even though we now know clearly he was innocent. Also, Ron, and hear this, folks, I can train most human beings on the face of the earth to beat a polygraph test. I can train a person such. Ron, I have no further comment about the situation.
Well, I tell you something. You have spoke millions of words with that because of the fact that you're absolutely right. Even just tension itself can activate a negative reading on it. You know, Kreskin, I got to tell you, the next time you come to town, we have to have dinner together because I could talk to you for hours and hours. Are you going
to
be down in the Orlando area since it's going to be?
You know, I may be touring. I may be touring Florida. It may not be like the first year, but you know what to do. I'm going to tell my secretary because you're. Live where right now?
Orlando.
And that's maybe where I'm going to be. You know what? We'll be in touch.
Okay.
Because, you know what? And I'll come on with you live. By the way, folks, Orlando, I'm going to hear that. By the way, folks, I want all of you to know, I've known him long enough that I promise you, folks, that if I'm on the air live with Ron, I dare not read his thoughts. I'm only joking, Ron.
Thanks, Amazing Kreskin. Good to have you. You know you're welcome here anytime. You're part of our show, okay?
Godspeed, and we'll talk about when I'm coming into Orlando. Right. But in the spirit of broadcasting, as I say all the time, Ron, I'm not going to say goodbye to you. Nope. To you and your listeners, I'm simply going to say to be continued. Ron?
Thank you. Thank you, Kreskin.
Take care, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Boy, what a guy. I always enjoy when he's on. But do you ever see that Seinfeld episode where he had that close talker? Kreskin has the close talker. He gets right up to that mouthpiece, boy, I tell you. But you can't tell him stop because he'll know what you're going to say. We'll be right back with more with Ron Seggi today.
a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Day nationwide and around the world, and our next two guests really have struck gold here with their show, which is premiering its second season, and it's in syndication nationwide. Check your local listings for time and station, as they say. Joining us right now, Kelly Pickler and Ben Aaron from Pickler and Ben. Kelly, Ben, welcome to the show. I think this is the first time you both have been with us.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Congratulations. Season number 2 of the show. This is amazing because very seldom do shows all of a sudden click and get nominated for Emmy Awards. And for the first season, you were nominated for Pickler and Ben for 3 Emmy Awards. That's sensational. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, it was very crazy.
Yeah. So how did the whole thing come about? Because I know that it taped at a farmhouse, kind of a setting in Nashville, kind of a different setting for a talk show. I know that it's produced by Faith Hill, and, you know, you're doing great things, but how did the idea spawn?
Well, Faith Hill is one of the executive producers of the show, and she, along with the other executive producers, had reached out to me a while back about putting together a lifestyle talk show in Nashville,
mm-hmm.
and it would be the first talk show shot here in the city. And I love the idea. I love the concept. It was all positive. It was all uplifting. You know, the only thing missing was Ben. And Ben and I merged together, and we get to be we're so blessed to be the host for this amazing show that's uplifting and fun and lighthearted. Yeah, we have cooking, DIY projects, inspirational stories, like I said. And
Ben, doing television of this nature isn't really something new to you. I mean, you were a reporter for New York Live on WNBC in New York, and of course you have done other things. I understand that you got a new venture with your wife for a show on this great network that features all of these homes that you recreate or redecorate. Congratulations on that, too.
Thank you very much. This is very different. I mean, you're in the live studio audience environment, and, you know, there's, you know, an hour-long show. I'm used to three-minute pieces that I edit all myself and everything. So now it's completely a completely unusual experience for me. I love it, though. I mean, it's something that I've never done before, and that's what really gets me going, because it's so high energy and it's so positive that it's great. I mean, it's a party. It's an hour-long party. I love being a part of the show. And when we're not laughing, we're crying, because it's a really sweet story and something very emotional. We're helping people, and that's really the mantra for the show, is help people, make them laugh, make them smile, make them happy.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, as I mentioned in the introduction, kicking off with the first season and three Emmy nominations are fantastic. Now, Kelly, I want to just for a second talk about you, if I may. Of course, from American Idol fame, I think you were like 19 years old when you released four albums later on in your career after that. Gold certified for a small town girl, debuting at number one on the top country albums chart, debuting at number one on the Billboard with Kelly Pickler. Do you know how difficult, and you probably do, and how unusual it is for a new singer to debut at number one on a national chart?
Well, Ben actually went out and bought every single copy. He is so supportive.
It's just something I do. I need to work out to some kind of music, and Kelly's music really just gets me pumped up.
That's funny.
He loves red high heels when he's running on the treadmill.
Well, I wear red high heels when I'm running on the treadmill.
Oh, yeah, okay. Here's a newsflash.
I've been so blessed, and, you know, I moved to Nashville right after Idol. You know, I'm originally from Carolina, and when we were wrapping up the American Idol tour, which was back in the summer of 06, the tour manager came to us all and said, "We're going to get everyone a one-way ticket home. Pickler, this is it. Where you want to go?" And I said, "Well, I can always go back home to Carolina. I guess just send me to Nashville. I have everything at home." So let's do one-way ticket to Nashville and worked hard, tried to surround myself by good people, I've been blessed. I really have.
That's a good name for a song. One way ticket to Nashville. That Ben, get on that one.
I was just thinking that same thing.
Tell me about the show, the Hallmark Channel, which I love, that's coming out later this year, Christmas at Graceland. Now, if there's nothing to do with Elvis, you will bring in tons of people just by that title. You know that, don't you?
Well, first of all, this is the first time I've ever ventured into that world. I was so excited when Hallmark reached out and, you know, asked me to be a part of this film. I got to live at the guest house at Graceland for the month of July and shoot this Christmas film, and it was wonderful. I mean, it was a completely different experience you know, than anything I'd ever done before. But it was great. We sing classic Christmas songs, some that Elvis had recorded. We get to shoot, or we were able to shoot inside the mansion.
Cool.
And, you know, Elvis's story is definitely mentioned a lot throughout
sure
the film.
Is.
But it's a sweet Hallmark film. Just like all of them, they all have happy endings.
Yeah. I love the Hallmark Channel. Ben, when you got started in the business, did you start off as a reporter in the Big Apple there, or were you like so many of other, like us, like me, that started off in smaller markets?
Oh, I moved 12 times in 10 years. I did everything from running camera at a small news station and floor directing to producing and writing, and then I was on the radio. I did every shift you could possibly imagine. I did midnight to 6 a.m. on weekends, and I did mornings, I did afternoon drives, I did everything, and then I did public access all the time on TV, and I just figured out who I was as a television reporter, and then someone was crazy enough to give me a job, and that's how I kind of did it. I worked 150-hour weeks, basically
sure.
just doing my thing and trying to figure it out. No life. I had ants going up the wall in my apartment because I never was there. I would just be at the studio all day.
Yeah, and loving every minute of it, too. Midnight to 6, boy.
Every second, I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change it.
You've got to probably agree that the people that listen to you from midnight to 6 and call the station, that's a different breed altogether, is it not, my friend?
They're definitely unique.
We congratulate you, really, on the second season. It's in syndication, so check your local listings for time and station. It's called Pickler and Ben, Kelly Pickler and Ben Aaron. And, guys, hey, come back. You're a great guest, and I hope that you do sensational this season as you have done last, okay?
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Well, I tell you, that's a team to watch in television. Pickler and Ben, the daytime go-to destination in syndication now in its second season. And speaking about syndication, if you miss our show in syndication on radio stations nationwide, you can catch it on ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com. When you get to the site on the homepage, there is a button. When you press it, you hear the latest show on demand 24/7. We'll be right back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. You have the freedom to direct your healthcare care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. Our guests include my friend Pat Boone, Ashley Simpson and Evan Ross, Gregory Paul Martin, Bonnie Schneider, Josh Gates from the Travel Channel, Sarah Jew Blue and Paul Edelstein from I Feel Bad, new show on NBC, The Amazing Kreskin, and Kelly Pickler and Ben Aaron from Pickler and Ben. We will be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.